Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we will begin a study on the biblical causes of blessings and curses. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, we find the story of Moses speaking to the children of Israel before they were to enter the promised land. And in verse 15 of Deuteronomy 30, we find these words, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it." Verse 19 then gives us these very chilling words. "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him." These words are just as compelling today as they were several thousand years ago when Moses made these proclamations under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse." These words have great meaning, and they are as relevant in our daily lives as they were back when Moses first spoke them. He was putting forth a kingdom principle, a kingdom of God principle. "I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse, so choose life." God has set up in his spiritual kingdom and in this natural world that we live in a kingdom of God way of doing things. Whether people recognize it or not, there does exist a very real invisible world, a spiritual world where very real things are happening. And this is the realm which is spoken of here when the reference is made to the blessing and the curse. There are things that happen in this spiritual world that affect our natural world and our natural lives, though we may not be able to see them with our natural eyes. The Lord was giving the children of Israel at that time a revelation of how his world works. He said, "I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse, so choose life." The blessing and the curse refers specifically to these invisible forces that are at work in our world today. Some people seem to live their lives with blessing overtaking them, things always going well for them, their lives prospering in every way, their families prospering, health being part of their daily life, their finances having no lack, their children growing up happy and adjusted and being prosperous in their lives. And yet other people literally seem to live under the shadow or the dark cloud of some kind of a curse. And when we talk about the curse, I'm referring to a force that is operating in people's lives that brings destruction and disaster, tragedy and illness, lack financially, barrenness, unfruitfulness, lack of productivity, bondages of every kind. And some people and even some families seem to be followed by what you could call this dark cloud that always seems to bring trouble and tragic circumstances their way. How can it be that some people seem to live under a blessing and others under a curse? We're going to take a look at what the Bible says about blessings and curses this week. In Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28, we see outlined for us a very specific listing of curses and blessings and the cause of both. And these should be of interest to you if your desire is to take hold of the blessing of God, which He gave us as a choice, as we saw in Deuteronomy chapter 30, that our participation in the blessings of God or in the curse that will come upon people who do not obey God is always tied to choices that we have made of our own free will. There are certain other curses that are mentioned that may come upon a person through other means, possibly the generational lines or the family lines, because there are a few specific curses mentioned in the Bible that will come down generational lines, and the person may have nothing to do with it, but their ancestors may have. Yet there is hope. We are told in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. God made provision for everyone who would believe in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, that we could be partakers of the blessing of Abraham, the blessing that God promised and pronounced upon Abraham and all of his descendants. The Lord made provision for us to be partakers in it and to be redeemed from the curse that was proclaimed or pronounced that would follow those who broke God's law. So be of good cheer today as we begin to study this week. You may feel or sense perhaps there's some sort of curse operating in your life. There is a God answer to it, and Jesus Christ will give you the victory and the redemption from that thing, and it can be broken over your life once and for all. But we need to study what the scriptures say about blessing and curse in order to make the choice to choose life as was instructed in Deuteronomy 30. We want to choose life and we want to choose blessing, and we want to avoid and have nothing to do with those things which bring a curse upon people's lives. Let's take a look then at the blessings that are promised in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We'll start at verse 2. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, and the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put your hand to, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, as He swore to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. Verse 11, the Lord will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your beast, the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open for you His good storehouse, the heavens, to give you rain to your land in its seasons, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only be above, and you will not be beneath, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today to observe them carefully, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. This list of blessings is amazing. It deals with every area of your life: success, prosperity, family blessings, health blessings, every area that touches your personal life. This is the heritage or the inheritance that God wants for you and for your family. But to take hold of it, you must understand what God has said in His Word. We'll be studying this subject this week in depth, but remember as you go about your day that God wants the blessings of the Lord to overtake you. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow. This is Rita Langland. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.